Street. Paul, it has been 5 years since the St. Paul Bengals won a league championship. In 2017, the Bantam football team proceeded to provincials and also took that win. On November 5, the Bengals set themselves on the path to repeat history during the Wheatland Bantam Football League championship game. Although longtime rivals the Bonneville Bandits also wanted the league trophy and came ready to play. Mental toughness, according to Bengals head coach Todd Tanasichuk, has been preached to the St. Paul players, and they brought it to the game. In the first half, the Bengals scored 4 touchdowns, while the Bandits scored 2. By the end of the first half, the Bandits advanced toward the 3-yard line, nearly getting another touchdown. But the Bengals held the end zone, with Zach Germain, #10, halting the Bandits' advance with a tackle, closing the first half 26-13 in favor of the Bengals. The game only intensified in the third quarter when the Bandits repeatedly stopped the Bengals from reaching the end goal. The Bengals did the same, much to the excitement of the dedicated fans from both teams sitting in the bleachers amid a windy, wintry November day. With about 5 minutes left, Bandits were able to find the end zone, bringing the score closer. The Bengals attempted to respond, but the Bandits played a tough defense, ending the third quarter 26-20. A minute into the last quarter, the Bengals were able to get a touchdown of their own, but the Bandits responded with one their own, closing the gap once more, 34-26. On another offensive play, Bengals' Kaden Toshchuk, #99, found his way to the end goal, followed by another touchdown by Joseph Pilipchik, #22, with 36 seconds remaining on the clock. The hometown crowd cheered as the match ended 46-26. And a 5-year break, the St. Paul Bengals were once again crowned champions of the league. Robbie Cole, head coach of Bonneville Bandits, congratulated the Bengals on the win. Cole said the Bandits faced challenges, like players having had some terrible sickness. But it's no excuse because St. Paul came prepared, said Cole. It was one goal or one score game all the way through until around the mid-fourth quarter. I'm super proud of our kids, and I really preach that you got to lose like a champion too, he said. Cole also commended Tanasichuk for being a hell of a coach, who can adjust on the fly. I want to congratulate the Bengals and tell them good luck on their journey for the Provincial North title, said Cole. Tanasichuk said every player on the Bengals team played great, leading to the victory. We're playing a little bit banged up, and that's the way it is at this time of year, and they didn't flinch, said Tanasichuk. It was a team win today. Tanasichuk also thanked all volunteers, including Roger Gerard and Daryl Peters, who helped clean the snowy field before the game and ensured it was safe to play on. The Bengals will be heading to the provincial semifinal next Saturday, November 12, in Grande Prairie. They will be playing the champion of the Mighty Peace Bantam Football League. If they win in Grande Prairie, they will move on to the provincial finals in Edmonton the following week.